Let your geek side show. Pop culture news now.
Hey, this is Chris, and here are your daily geek headlines. In Marvel Comics news, Marvel has announced a new comic series beginning in April called The Hunt for Wolverine. From writer Charles Soule and artist David Marquez, Wolverine has been dead in the comics since 2014. The series will bend genres as it tracks the whereabouts of Wolverine as he makes his way back into the Marvel Universe. In upcoming movie news, Legendary Pictures has released a new trailer for Pacific Rim Uprising, the kaiju-smashing sequel to the 2013 hit film. The new trailer features a mix of familiar faces, such as returners Rinko Kikuchi and Charlie Day, and newcomers like John Boyega. As Jake Pentecost, Boyega will lead a new generation of Jaeger pilots against an even more monstrous threat than before. In Netflix news, the upcoming animated series Hilda is coming to Netflix in fall 2018, but the world premiere of the first episode will be screened in February at the New York International Children's Film Festival. Based on a comic book series by Luke Pearson, Hilda follows the story of a fearless young girl who travels with her pet deer fox to a land of trolls and monsters. In awards show news, Sunday, January 21st, marked the 24th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. Wonder Woman took the award for outstanding performance by a stunt ensemble for a film, while Game of Thrones took the award for best stunt ensemble in a television series. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was a favorite of the evening, winning three awards including outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. The television comedy series Veep also took two awards, while Claire Foy was recognized for her outstanding drama performance in the Netflix series The Crown. In the end, HBO reigned supreme as Netflix and Hulu's nominated shows, including Glow, Stranger Things, and The Handmaid's Tale, all went home empty-handed. This has been your Daily Geek Headlines update. For more ad-free pop culture news and content, visit geeksideshow.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.